Look at the tenor of this morning's prayers for the blessing of ashes. O God, who art moved by humiliation and appeased by satisfaction, incline the ear of thy goodness to our prayers, and mercifully pour forth upon the heads of thy servants, sprinkled with these ashes, the grace of thy blessing, that thou mayest both fill them with the spirit of compunction and effectually grant what they have justly prayed for, and ordain what thou hast granted, that it may be permanently established and remain unchanged. And in the antiphon for the distribution of the ashes, let us change our garments for ashes and sackcloth, let us fast and lament before the Lord, for plenteous in mercy is our God to forgive our sins, from the prophet Joel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father and dear friends, we are met today to observe the most scriptural of ceremonies. Do I mean the ash, or do I mean the Mass? Well, let's do the ash first, as we did just now at the altar. We only do this once a year, this sacramental or little sacrament. But it draws people. You know, nowadays, many Protestants even practice these ashes. Imagine the descendants of Puritans parading around with that black smudge on their foreheads, which once was as much a Catholic identity badge as a scapular around the neck. But what believer could resist this rite with its full warrant of sacred scripture, the Old Testament, but the New too, and its deep resonance in our human nature, the heart, you might say? The sacramental allows us to show on the outside what we feel on the inside. Isn't that what St. Valentine's Day is all about? But it's not about being showy. It's more like everybody stepping forward, as in Job's Nineveh, which is in today's Iraq. Stepping forward covered in sackcloth, which is a kind of itchy kind of a penitential garment. Sackcloth and ashes, from the king on his high throne, even to the cattle in the field, to do penance. If perchance, the king says, the Lord may spare us. David the king did this too, and more than once, and he had reason to. And Ahab as well, and Daniel for his people punished by their exile in Babylon. We borrow a prayer from his book, the book of Daniel, at the Mass. It's the third prayer of profound humility at our offertory. Remember, we saw the first two on Sunday, and just before the Holy Ghost is invoked to bless the sacrifice, the bread and the wine that are now prepared at the altar, the priest bows low, and that's humility, isn't it? And then he prays, in the spirit of humility and with a contrite heart, receive us, O Lord, and grant that the sacrifice which we offer this day in thy sight may be pleasing unto thee, O Lord God. Indeed, while stepping forward to receive our ashes, at one time only public sinners wore them, but slowly everybody started to come forward, because don't we all of us, from bishop to priest to server to people to little people, only the cattle, I think, and the cats would be accepted here, don't we all of us acknowledge our guilt today? as David did in his famous psalm, the Miserere. And as he prayed, our sin is ever before us. And so we're saying today, well, I'm no better than you. In fact, I know that I am a great deal worse. And we beat the breast at our Mass, probably twice at every Mass, just like the ashes this Wednesday. It's not a hollow ritual. It reminds us of a truth and allows us in a ceremony with everybody else to express what generally most days we try to hide. Thank you very much. But today I say, no, I admit I'm wrong. I know I have sinned in thought and in word and in deed. Get it out. It feels better. Make a clean breast of it, they say. This confession. But this act of humility doesn't leave me feeling humiliated, much less discouraged. Humility is truth, after all. And you've got to start somewhere. It's purification. Ash Wednesday serves as a sort of a spring purgation. People used to have their blood let at spring, and still today I think there are people that go on some sort of a fast to purge the body of its poisons. Well, for the soul, it's meant to be a spiritual house cleaning, our Lent is. But the point of Ash Wednesday is that we're all doing it together, and so there's nothing to look at here. It's just us sinners. And we're not alone as we bow before Jesus the just. We have St. Paul says this. We have a host of intercessors for us who cheer us on, and they pray for us as we are praying, at least we say we are, for each other. Our Lady Immaculate, so humble, the Maiden Mary, and the great, brave, humble St. Michael the Archangel, who drove the proud one down into hell. And St. John the Baptist, he was fierce to look at, but he was the most reasonable of preachers of penance you'll ever see in Scripture. And then Saints Peter and Paul, and we all know the story of their sins, don't we? Now that's humility. Today's ashes, made of yesterday's palms, that brief, stunning moment of what you could call worldly victory, Palm Sunday's first procession. Today's ashes reflect better reality. And so they ought not to leave a bitter taste in our mouth. It's sweet to go to our Lord in utter honesty, with humility, which only leads us closer to Him. You might say today is a day for a heart-to-heart. And that's a nod to St. Valentine, isn't it? There's a lot of love in church today. And humility is the way to get there. The Holy Mass, like the Holy Ash, express what the Mass does each day, this wonderful lowliness of heart, even as it encourages and develops and bestows from God's hand that true humility, which does what? Already at Lent, on Ash Wednesday, at its start, it puts me on the road to Easter, and we leave behind in the dust the false reliance, the shaky supports of our sinful nature. You know how we end up believing our own press releases and how we are constantly sort of Wikipedia editors, aren't we? We rewrite our own story as we go along. But instead, now we cast away those human crutches and we're just leaning on our Lord and Our Lady and the saints. And can you taste today not the gritty ash of that kind of humility, but already the foretaste of glory? God bless you.